我把两千年写下全关全了飞到大杀了的亚巴达拿下来写了 25 bodies
from the accused and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let's go! You're scaring me! It's only a dream, 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 it's only a dream,
it's only a dream. Power cord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Joel Grime from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Tonight, Chicago!
Just too cold.
Joel Grind from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
All right. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Power Chord here on CITR's second annual Show Swap Week. This is Aaron here. I do Generation Annihilation. Thanks to Frank Rumpeltone for filling in and doing a great job. And, yeah, playing some punk rock that you probably would have heard on the show and some rarities that you probably wouldn't have ever heard. Yeah, I heard a few good tracks in there that I don't have in the collection or have ever played. So, yes, good job, Frank. Thank you. And, yes, I got a great show today for Power Chord. Well, I like to think so. We started off with that Cookie Monster promo. Well, I don't think we're going to be playing a lot of Cookie Monster vocal stuff on this particular show today, but if you'd like to hear some, well, I don't know. I've got 2 hours here, and some of these songs are pretty long. I mean, I'm used to playing two-minute songs, so yeah, I can run and take your request. If you have any, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, and before I get into things, I'd just like to say that Power Chord is without a doubt Vancouver's longest-running metal show. I would say it's probably the longest-running in Canada. Geez, they started in 1985. I know about CITR through Power Chord. I remember being a young metalhead in Surrey and seeing a flyer for the Power Chord show. And my cohort Andy, who is now part of the Power Chord Corporation. Yeah, he knows about. He got into punk through Power Chord. He won some tickets for an Aussie show, and there was only one ticket, so he scalped them and or sold them, and yeah, got to see a Death Sentence show. But yes, that was his introduction to punk through metal. So yeah, like I said, it's great to be up here. It's an honor, and yeah, Metal Ron, Gerald Rattlehead, I would say living legends in the metal community. Yeah, Gerald Rattlehead no longer with Power Chord, but yes, Metal Ron is back with it along with Jeff the Metal Pimp and my man Andy. So yes, I'm here to bring you a good show. So hopefully you enjoyed as well. Started things off with Kiss. Thought it described Vancouver's current weather condition quite nicely. Hotter than hell. Going back to 1974, wow, that's earlier than most of the stuff I'll ever play on Generation Annihilation. So yeah, we're going to take you back to 1977, Judas Priest, their fourth album, Sin After Sin. We're going to hear a track called The Sinner. So yes, if you have any requests, get them up this way. 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. On this edition of Power Chord, filled in by myself, Aaron, from Generation Annihilation, on CITR's second annual Show Swap. Let's get into it.
We'll be right back. They send her to lie here on her back, but as she deeply moves me, she'd rather shoot me in my tracks. And one, a middle-aged lady, she really came as no surprise, but I still did destroy her, and I will smash Halo World.
August 9th, come celebrate a festival of art and social change at the 19th annual Under the Volcano Festival. Bring friends and family to enjoy diverse and socially conscious music, spoken word performances, a storytelling stage, and more at Kate's Park in Deep Cove. This year's festival boasts over 30 different artists, including Mecha Normal, What's Wrong Tohei, Invincible, Aura Kogan, and LAL. Admission by donation. More information can be found at volcano.resist.ca. Sleeping all the warriors, we're here to wake you up.
Wow, 34 plus minutes past the hour here. Where's this time gone? Only 5 songs into the show. I'm not used to playing songs at this length. This is Aaron from Generation Annihilation, filling in for Power Chord on CITR's second annual show swap. And at the start of the sets, we heard from Judas Priest from the Sin After Sin album going back to 1977, Sinner. My favorite version of that one is on the Unleashed in the East live record, and I'm sure other people would agree. But yeah, this one is a great album, and was produced by Roger Glover from Deep Purple. And yeah, excellent stuff by Birmingham's Judas Priest, one of the best, longest-running metal bands ever. And after that, we heard from Alice Cooper from the Killer album going back to 1971. Oh my god, that record's older than me. It almost never happens that I play something up at the station here that predates myself. So yeah, we heard a track called Halo of Flies, and my good friend Frank Rumpeltone that filled in for my show remembers playing that one in a radio station a bunch of times in San Diego in like 1985. Yeah, it's great working with all these people that have been around the block here up at CITR. Frank Rumpeltone, much like the originators of Power Chord. And we followed with the Scorpions' Virgin Killer, going back to, when did this one come out? I'm going to say 1974. Yeah, we heard a track called Polar Nights. And yeah, the very nasty original album cover. It's actually, it got banned, and for good reason, I would say. I mean, nobody likes censorship, but I don't know what they were thinking. I'm not going to talk about what was on the cover, but it's not on this cover. This one is the reissue of it, I guess. Oh, yeah, 1976. Here it is. Yeah, Scorpions from Germany. And yeah, what the hell? Scorpions could be classified as metal. Why not? And we went a little bit off the metal path there, but a great guitar player nonetheless. Robin Trower, Bridge of Sighs, and very Hendrix-inspired music by Robin Trower. And yeah, we heard a track called Day of the Eagle. This one is going back to the 70s as well. And yeah, I've gotten into this one. And Robin Trower very recently. Yeah, just a phenomenal guitar player. Especially his 70s stuff. Yeah, definitely check it out. And yeah, I don't know. Most of these tracks that I'm playing, most of these bands have been, or at least to my knowledge, been played on Power Chord. I'm not sure if Robin Trower ever has, but there you go. I never would play Robin Trower on Generation Annihilation, so yeah, there you go. Good excuse to play it on this show. It's got the good guitaring anyways. So yeah, let's get back into it. Let's get back into the heavy, shall we? This is by request. Like to say I look for the Devil Driver. Couldn't find it in CITR's library. But yeah, maybe you'd like to phone and make a request. 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. We can fill this one. This one is going out to Andy. This is Razor from the Violent Restitution release. Some good Canadian thrash metal. Out of the Game is the name of the track.
Shut up! I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You are tuned into Power Chord on CITR's second annual show swap. This is Generation Annihilation attempting Power Chord. I think I'm doing pretty good so far. I don't know. What do you think? We started the set off. Well, actually, that whole set was a four-song set of Canadian metal. We started off with Razor from Toronto from the Violent Restitution release on Fringe Records. And, Out of the Game was the name of the track, Razor by Request. And yeah, this one is going back to 1988. We followed with another act out of Toronto, and this was way ahead of its time. This is Exciter from the Heavy Metal Maniac reissue on Megaforce Records. Came out last year, originally came out 1983. And we heard a track, one of the bonus tracks, World War III, which was going back to 1981. Wow, hard to believe that something so heavy would come out of Canada that would even predate the thrash metal, which would evolve later, a few years later. And yeah, Exciter played two shows here in 1985 at the New York Theater. One was with Exodus and Sacred Blades, and the other was with Metal Church and Witch's Hammer. And we heard from Witch's Hammer in the set after Exciter from the Stretching to Infinity reissue on Nuclear War Now Records. We heard a track called Rise Above. That originally came out on a 12-inch called on 12-inch on a record label called Subversive Records. Yeah, Witch's Hammer from Surrey. They gigged a lot with hardcore bands. They didn't play with too many metal bands. Yeah, some real homegrown Canadian metal. And we followed with another I should say, actually, homegrown Vancouver metal. Yeah, because Witch's Hammer were, yeah, okay, Vancouver, Surrey. We followed with another act from Surrey, or Vancouver, or whatever you would like to call it. Under the radar, they would be considered Vancouver. So, yeah, we heard from Carry On. Another DIY cassette release. Necro Nightmare was the name of the track. And it's about 10 minutes too, so I'm going to get into one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite bands. Going back to 1982, from the Another Perfect Day album, this is Motorhead, doing a track called Back at the Funny Farm.
Oh, listen.
Thank you. boys roam the streets. Get out of their way, 'cause they're out to get their shit. Tough but fair. He knew life was just a gamble, so he lived from day to day without a care. Let's stick around and I'll tell you about Butcher and Fast Eddie. Yeah, that's it all!
right, you are tuned in to Power Chord on CITR's second annual show swap. I'm from Generation Annihilation, and I'm playing the metal today on Power Chord. Started the set off with Motorhead from the Another Perfect Day album. Going back to 1982, back at the Funny Farm, this was one of the one Motorhead album to feature Brian Robbo Robertson from Thin Lizzy on guitar. Yeah, he left. He took Fast Eddie's place, who was on the first several Motorhead records. He went to play in a band called Fastway. And, yeah, we heard some Fastway after from their self-titled release, Easy Livin'. And, yeah, Fast Eddie Clark on guitar, of course. And then we followed with Australia's Rose Tattoo, Australia's answer to AC/DC from the Angry Metal compilation. We heard a song called The Butcher in Fast Eddie. I'm sure they're singing about another Fast Eddie. And, yeah, Motorhead are coming October 1st, and if you don't have tickets, well, you're going to be paying Scalper a big bucks, or you're going to be going on Craigslist and shelling out big bucks, or maybe you can go down and score yourself a deal, but I doubt it. Tickets went instantly, and yeah, there's still tickets left for this show that is happening next Friday at the UBC Thunderbird Arena with Heaven and Hell.